Before dawn, an overflowing parking lot and long lines crowd this high school in rural Virginia. The draw, a dental fair.
I was a ways back in line last year, and I wanted to make sure this year I wasn't going to be a ways back in line, so I got here early. I was here 11 o'clock last night. That's how I got to be first in line.
Charles Bailey, like so many others here, works. He has health insurance, but that doesn't include dental care. Others here have Medicaid, which covers dental care for kids, but often not for adults. Without insurance, they don't have the money to pay a dentist, even if they find one who will see them. Bailey lost a filling 8 months ago, but had to delay getting it replaced.
Good morning. I wouldn't want to have to pay right now because having a hard time trying to pay my bills at home now. And this is really a blessing.
Before this long day is done, the dentists here who donate their services will treat almost 800 patients with care valued at $500,000.
It's frustrating in a way, being a professional, to think that, you know, we're the last stop. We're the last hope they have. I mean, this, here we are, 2009, and the dental disease is everywhere in this population, and we can go anywhere in this state and set up a project like this, and they'll line up for 5 or 6 hours, and we'll see the same thing.
Once the first row fills up,
the problem is acute here in Virginia as it is across the country. Nationally, 6 of 10 low-income adults have no dental coverage, and a slightly higher number typically go without care in the course of a year. The providers at this fair see the consequences.
They've got a disease process going on in their mouth, a recurring infection, and we're trying to get some of that under control for them and teach them how to take care of their mouths at home.
If your teeth are infected, and you've got infection in your body, and your immune system is working over to take care of it. Also, if you just have gingivitis to periodontitis, it's linked to heart disease.
The patients who come here are triaged, and some get only a portion of multiple problems fixed. Some fairs even have a lottery for dentures. Extractions are the most common treatment. The teeth are too far gone because of a lack of care and treatment. And often, it is cheaper to pull a tooth than to save it. This is an assembly line of care.
In this case, there's just lots of teeth that are not salvageable. And we're taking them out to look at a denture down the road or a partial or something like that. Sometimes it's just to alleviate pain and it's just a single tooth to come out. But most of the time, it's 4, 5, and 6 teeth to come out.
Are you feeling more numb here?
I hope so.
Spring Custis is a single working mother of three. Her kids get coverage through their father's policy, but she cannot afford to buy her own policy.
Dental insurance is expensive, and I don't have any health benefits at my job, so it's kind of impossible for me right now. It's just, it's a luxury insurance.
My lips feel so tight.
It's a nasty cycle she faces, really? Unattended dental problems that lead to time off from work, that leads to less money than ever to afford care.
My teeth are very weak, so I've lost work over it, yes. And not only that, when I need to go to the dentist, I have to take a day off of work. I don't have sick time. So that's costing me pay, plus I have to pay for my visit. And it's a couple $100 a day, and I mean, that's a lot when you're already living on a fixed income.
This visit is Custis's first non-emergency dental care in several years, and the work on 2 decayed teeth that she's getting today may save her time and money down the line.
Hopefully by doing what we're doing here, we can prevent them from having to see the oral surgeon or the endodontist or any of the other people.
If she could afford to even see a specialist.
Yeah. I met you yesterday.
Dr. Dickinson, executive director of Virginia's Dental Association, launched this program, and he is astounded at the outpouring, both of generosity and of need. Still, he knows it is only a stopgap measure.
I think this is a very small part of the solution. We simply don't, there are not enough dentists, there's not enough money to take care of this problem.
For a lot of these folks, this is their source of dental care, and so while you certainly want to move beyond this for the long term, in the short term, this is their source of dental care.
Mr. Pruitt? Yeah, you know who this is? All right, come on up.
For William Pruitt, the care was a long time in coming.
How long have you been without teeth?
Long
time. So it's a good day for him.
Since his teeth were pulled years ago, Pruitt has hidden behind his hands and a beard. After today, after seeing a dentist for only the third time in his long life, he won't have to.
Relax your jaw. There we go. Now look in the mirror. Smile. Smile. Can you get that upper lip up? Smile. See where I got them right there? That's where I want you. You feel where that is?
And so for today, at this one fair, on this one day in the late spring, a little relief from the pain, shame, and indignity of a mouthful of neglected problems. Problems that often lead to a host of other complications, including compromising job prospects, nutrition, and overall well-being.